Messages to the Baha'i World, Cassette Number 3, Side 2. Continuing now from page 71.
The initiation of these funds has been made possible to a notable extent as a result of the successive contributions made by the hand of the cause, Amelia Cullen, outstanding benefactress of the faith, for the furtherance of some of the most vital objectives of the 10-year plan. Negotiations are now afoot aiming at the acquisition of the fortress of Shirik, including its precincts, involving the expenditure of a sum of over 200,000 tumans. Preliminary documents have been signed in connection with the purchase from the Development Authority of the State of Israel of 5 houses situated at the foot of Mount Carmel and adjoining the last terrace of the Bab Shrine, for a sum of approximately $60,000. The phenomenal progress of the African campaign, alike in the teaching and administrative spheres of Baha'i activity, has been maintained most conspicuously in the heart of that continent, as evidenced by the ever-swelling number of African converts, now numbering over 700, 380 of which have been added in the course of a single year. The number of Baha'i centers now spread over the face of this continent is 195. The number of African tribes represented in the faith in this same continent has reached 85. The African languages into which Baha'i literature has been translated now number 34, while the number of African local spiritual assemblies has swelled to 50. I feel the hour is now ripe for the adoption of preliminary measures designed to pave the way for the simultaneous erection during Rizwan of 1956 of 3 pillars of the future Universal House of Justice in the north, the south, and the very heart of this long dormant continent. The first of these pillars will be designated the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Central and East Africa. The second, the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of South and West Africa. And the third, the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Northwest Africa. Responsibility for the convocation of the 3 epoch-making conventions to be held in Kampala, Johannesburg, and Tunis, preparatory to the emergence of these 3 central administrative institutions of the fast-evolving administrative order of the faith of Baha'u'llah in the African continent, will devolve upon the British, the United States, and the Egyptian spiritual assemblies, respectively. The jurisdiction of the first assembly will embrace Uganda, Tanganyika, Kenya, the Belgian Congo, Rwanda, Burundi, French Equatorial Africa, Zanzibar, the Comoros Islands, and the Seychelles. That of the second will extend over the Union of South Africa, Southwest Africa, Northern Rhodesia, Southern Rhodesia, Mozambique, Angola, Buchanaland, Swaziland, Swaziland, Nyasaland, Zululand, Madagascar, Mauritius, Reunion Island, and St. Helena. That of the third will include Tunisia, Algeria, Morocco, International Zone, Spanish Morocco, French Morocco, Spanish Sahara, Rio de Oro, Spanish Guiana, Ashanti Protectorate, French Cameroons, British Cameroons, Northern Territories Protectorate, French Togoland, British Togoland, Gambia, Portuguese Guiana, French West Africa, the Gold Coast, Liberia, Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Madeira, the Canary Islands, Cape Verde Islands, and St. Thomas Island. Abyssinia, Libya, Eritrea, British, French, and Italian Somaliland, and Socotra Island will, as of Rizwan of that same year, fall within the administrative jurisdiction of the Egyptian National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Northeast Africa. All African territories originally allocated to the United States, the Persian, the Egyptian, the Indian, and the British National Spiritual Assemblies will continue in the course of the 10-year plan to benefit from the advantages of sustained assistance by these assemblies, an assistance that will enable them to assume an ever-increasing share in the steadily expanding activities of the nascent National Spiritual Assemblies. Only local spiritual assemblies duly constituted during Rizwan 1955 will be qualified to elect delegates to these four historic conventions to be convened during the succeeding year. I call upon the hand of the cause, Musa Banyani, to act as my representative at each of the three conventions destined to culminate in the emergence of these three momentous institutions. I moreover invite the chairman of the United States, the British, and the Egyptian National Spiritual Assemblies to convene the aforementioned conventions, falling within the respective jurisdiction of these assemblies, and urge as many members of the African Auxiliary Board as possible to attend the session and lend their support to the deliberations of these gatherings. I feel, moreover, moved at this juncture to stress the urgent necessity for all groups established throughout the African continent, as well as in the islands situated in its neighborhood, already 80 in number, to seize their present golden opportunity during the fast fleeting months separating them from next Rizwan, and exert every effort to attain assembly status which will enable them to participate in the election of and contribute to the broadening of the foundations of the projected National Spiritual Assemblies. I earnestly appeal to all Baha'i communities, and in particular to their national elected representatives in Latin America, Europe, Asia, and Australia, to brace themselves and vie with one another in emulating the example of their African sister communities, ranking among the youngest in the Baha'i world. I entreat them, through a greater dispersal and an intensification of teaching activity, to lend an unprecedented impetus to the multiplication of local spiritual assemblies in their respective areas, accelerating thereby the dynamic process of the formation of national spiritual assemblies, a process destined to usher in the third and most brilliant phase, and constituting unquestionably the noblest objective of the most stupendous crusade ever launched in the course of 11 decades of Baha'i history. Share this message with the hands of the cause and the national spiritual assemblies throughout the Baha'i world. Shoghi, October 1, 1954. Administrative seats of divinely appointed institutions. I hail with feelings of thankfulness and relief the signature on the eve of Abdu'l-Bahá's ascension of a contract for the immediate expropriation by the Israeli finance minister on the recommendation of the mayor of the city of Haifa of a 1,300-meter plot owned by the sister of Farid, notorious enemy of the center of Baha'u'lláh's covenant. This historic act paves the way for the early transfer of the title deed of this plot by the State of Israel to the Baha'i community, now engaged in establishing and consolidating its World Administrative Center in the Holy Land. The truculence, greed, and obstinacy of this breaker of the covenant of Baha'u'lláh, demonstrated by her persistent refusal to sell and by the exorbitant price subsequently demanded, raised during more than 30 years, an almost insurmountable obstacle to the acquisition of an area which, however circumscribed, occupies a central position amidst the extensive Baha'i dominions in the heart of God's holy mountain, is situated in the vicinity of the Bab Sepulchre, overlooks the tomb of the greatest holy leaf, and adjoins the resting places of the brother and the mother of Abdu'l-Bahá, and which, through deliberate neglect, has been allowed to become an eyesore to all those who throng the embellished precincts of a mausoleum rightly regarded as the second holiest shrine in the Baha'i world. The ownership of this plot will now enable us to locate the site, excavate the foundation, and erect the structure of the International Baha'i Archives, designed by the hand of the cause, Mason Remy, President of the International Baha'i Council, which will serve as a permanent and befitting repository for the priceless and numerous relics associated with the twin founders of the faith, with the perfect exemplar of its teachings, and with its heroes, saints, and martyrs, and the building of which constitutes one of the foremost objectives of the 10-year plan. The raising of this edifice will in turn herald the construction, in the course of successive epochs of the formative age of the faith, of several other structures which will serve as the administrative seat of such divinely appointed institutions as the guardianship, the hands of the cause, and the universal house of justice. These edifices will, in the shape of a far-flung arc and following a harmonizing style of architecture, surround the resting places of the greatest holy leaf, ranking as foremost among the members of her sect in the Baha'i dispensation, of her brother, offered up as a ransom by Baha'u'llah for the quickening of the world and its unification, and of their mother, proclaimed by him to be his chosen consort in all the worlds of God. The ultimate completion of this stupendous undertaking will mark the culmination of the development of a worldwide divinely appointed administrative order, whose beginnings may be traced as far back as the concluding years of the heroic age of the faith. This vast and irresistible process, unexampled in the spiritual history of mankind, and which will synchronize with two no less significant developments, the establishment of the lesser peace and the evolution of Baha'i national and local institutions, the one outside and the other within the Baha'i world, will attain its final consummation in the golden age of the faith through the raising of the standard of the most great peace and the emergence in the plenitude of its power and glory at the focal center of the agencies constituting the world order of Baha'u'llah. The final establishment of this seat of the future Baha'i world commonwealth will signalize at once the proclamation of the sovereignty of the founder of our faith and the advent of the kingdom of the Father, repeatedly lauded and promised by Jesus Christ. This world order will in turn, in the course of successive dispensations of the Baha'i cycle, yield its fairest fruit to the birth and flowering of a civilization divinely inspired, unique in its features, world-embracing in its scope, and fundamentally spiritual in its character, a civilization destined as it unfolds to derive its initial impulse in the spirit animating the very institutions which in their embryonic state are now stirring in the womb of the present formative age of the faith. Please share this message with the hands of the cause and the members of the National Spiritual Assemblies throughout the Baha'i world. Shoghi, November 27, 1954. International Archives Building and Design for Temple in Persia. On the occasion of the Nowruz Festival marking the opening of the auspicious year being celebrated by the followers of the faith in approximately 1,600 centers in the Western Hemisphere, above 800 in Asia, well nigh 300 in Africa, more than 200 in Europe, and over 100 in the Antipodes, I joyfully announce the commencement of the excavation for the foundations of the International Archives, heralding the rise of the first edifice destined to inaugurate the establishment of the seat of the World Baha'i Administrative Order in the Holy Land. I announce, moreover, the selection of the design submitted by the hand of the cause, Mason Remy, for the projected Mother Temple in Baha'u'llah's native land, paving the way for the construction of the third Mashrikal Ashkar of the Baha'i world. Urge followers of the faith in Eastern and Western hemispheres to arise and lend support to the erection of these twin mighty institutions of the embryonic world order of Baha'u'llah at the world center of the faith and within the cradle of his revelation. Share twin glad tidings with all national assemblies. Shoghi, cablegram, March 20, 1955. Achievements of second year of 10-year plan. On the occasion of the triumphant conclusion of the second year of the 10-year plan, marking the termination of the first half of the second phase of a decade-long Baha'i World Spiritual Crusade, I invite the delegates assembled at the 12th Annual Convention, convened simultaneously throughout the Baha'i world during the Rizwan Festival, to survey with me the multiple evidences of the progressive unfoldment of the incalculable potentialities with which this world-enveloping, steadily consolidating enterprise has been endowed by the author of the Tablets of the Divine Plan at the very hour of its inception. In every continent of the globe, throughout the widely scattered islands of the Mediterranean and the North Sea, of the Atlantic, the Pacific, and Indian Oceans, this mighty plan, devised for the systematic execution of the design conceived by the Center of Baha'u'llah's Covenant for the propagation of his Father's faith, is forging ahead, gaining momentum with every passing day, tearing down barriers in all climes and amidst diverse peoples and races, widening irresistibly the scope of its beneficent operations and revealing ever more compelling signs of its inherent strength as it marches toward the spiritual conquest of the entire planet. 263 territories now open to the faith. The number of the virgin territories of the globe open to the faith has, since the inauguration and in direct consequence of the vigorous prosecution of this stupendous undertaking, been raised to 108, swelling the number of the sovereign states and chief dependencies included within the pale of the faith of Baha'u'llah to 236, above 200 of which have been enlisted under his banner since the ascension of the center of his covenant. All the territories within the confines of the American, the European, the Asiatic, and the African continents assigned to 10 Baha'i national assemblies have, with the exception of the Soviet-controlled territories, been opened. Of the 72 islands allocated to 11 Baha'i national assemblies, no less than 64 have opened their doors to the vanguard of Baha'i crusaders, leaving Spitsbergen and Anticosti Islands, situated respectively in the North Sea and the North Atlantic Ocean, Nicobar Islands, Cocos Islands, and Chagos Archipelago in the Indian Ocean, and Loyalty Islands, Sakhalin Islands, and Hainan Islands in the Pacific Ocean, one of which is a native reserve, two of which are within the Soviet orbit, while four others are either privately owned or controlled by private companies, as yet unopened by the heroic band battling for the faith of Baha'u'llah. The northern limits of the faith in Europe have been pushed beyond the Arctic Circle as far as 70 degrees latitude through the settlement of a Baha'i pioneer in Rialskolen, Butzfjord, Finnmark, only 3 degrees below Arctic Bay, Franklin, the northernmost Baha'i center established in the course of the opening year of the 10-year plan in the North American continent. Valiant pioneers have, moreover, volunteered and are busily engaged in devising plans or have actually embarked on the necessary preparations to cross the mountain frontiers of Tibet, to enter the Ukraine beyond the Iron Curtain, to gain admission to the few remaining hitherto inaccessible islands of the Indian and Pacific Oceans, and to penetrate deep into the Arctic Ocean as far as the ice-bound island of Spitsbergen. Number of races, languages, and incorporated assemblies augmented. No less than 40 races are now represented in the worldwide Baha'i community, which has been recently enriched through the enrollment of representatives of the Greek, the Berber, the Pygmy, the Somali, the Guanche races. The number of localities where Baha'is now reside is well over 3,200, of which 1,400 are located in the Great Republic of the West, over 600 in the cradle of the faith, more than 300 in the African continent, and over 100 each in the Dominion of Canada, in Australasia, Latin America, and in the Indian subcontinent. In the African continent alone, the number of members of the Negro race has, within the space of 4 years, increased to over 1,300. The number of territories open to the faith has reached 58. The number of local spiritual assemblies already established and functioning is now 50. The number of tribes represented within the swiftly expanding Baha'i community is now over 90. of the number of African languages into which Baha'i literature has been and is being translated exceeds 50. The total number of the European, the African, the Asiatic, and American Indian languages into which Baha'i literature has been and is being translated is 167, of which 55 are among those included in the provisions of the 10-year plan, and 24 are supplementary languages into which the translation of Baha'i literature has been spontaneously undertaken by the indefatigable band of pioneers and new converts in Africa, in Southeast Asia, in the South Pacific Islands, and in the Antipodes. The number of incorporated Baha'i national and local spiritual assemblies has now reached 140, 75 of which are located in the United States of America. The latest additions to this steadily mounting list in other continents being the assemblies of London and Manchester in the British Isles, of Ciudad Trujillo in the Dominican Republic, of Kuching in Sarawak, of Jakarta in Indonesia, of Helsinki in Finland, and of San Juan in Puerto Rico. Activities at the World Center. In the Holy Land, the center and pivot around which the institutions of a world-encompassing administrative order revolve, steps have been taken for the preparation of a synopsis and for the codification of the laws of the Most Holy Book, the Kitab-i Akta, the mother book of the Baha'i Revelation, as an essential prelude to the eventual translation and publication of its entire text. A fund has been inaugurated in anticipation of the adoption of preliminary measures for the ultimate construction of Baha'u'llah's sepulcher in the heart of the Harami Akhtas recently established in the plain of Akka. The international Baha'i endowments on Mount Carmel have been greatly enhanced by the signature of a contract with the Israeli authorities for the acquisition of an area of 36,000 square meters situated on the promontory of Mount Carmel, overlooking the cave of Elijah, as well as the spot sanctified by the footsteps of Baha'u'llah and associated with the revelation of the Tablet of Carmel, for the price of $108,000, to serve as the site of the first masterful Ashkar of the Holy Land, the entire sum having been donated by Amelia Collins, hand of the cause and outstanding benefactress of the faith. The vast area surrounding the Bab Sepulchre has been enlarged through the purchase from the Development Authority of the State of Israel of 5 houses adjoining the last terrace of his shrine for a sum of approximately $60,000, as well as through the acquisition of a $6,000 plot that has been registered in the name of the Israeli branch of the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the British Isles. Of a house valued at $10,000, it has been registered in the name of the Israeli branch of the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Canada. Of a $28,000 plot to be registered in the name of the Israeli branch of the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Persia. And of a $5,000 plot to be registered in the name of the Israeli branch of the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Australia and New Zealand. Moreover, steps are now being taken for the purchase of several properties valued at approximately $140,000, the acquisition of which is essential for the safeguarding of the area in the close vicinity of the Bab Sepulchre, as well as for the future extension of the ark around which the edifices destined to serve as the seat of the future Baha'i World Commonwealth are to be erected. Following the expropriation by the Israeli Finance Minister on the recommendation of the mayor of the city of Haifa, of the plot adjoining the site of the future International Baha'i Archives on Mount Carmel, the fixing of the position of the far-flung ark around which the edifices constituting the seat of the World Baha'i Administrative Order are to be built, the location of the site of the building and the preparations for the excavation of its foundations, an $112,000 contract has been signed in Rome for the quarrying and the dressing and carving of the stones and the 52 columns of the building, which will amount in weight to over 900 tons and are to be shipped within less than 2 years to the Holy Land. The landscaping of the extensive area stretching between the Bab Sepulchre and the resting places of the greatest holy leaf, purest branch, and their mother, are destined to encircle this edifice, has been undertaken, adding greatly to the beauty of the surroundings of these consecrated spots in the heart of God's holy mountain. Achievements in the cradle of the faith. In the cradle of the faith, the site of the Sayat Chal, scene of the birth of Baha'u'llah's mission and the second holiest spot in his native land, purchased in the course of the first year of the 10-year plan, has been transferred by the donor of this holy and historic place, Habib Sabet, to the name of one of the hands of the cause, acting as my official representative in that country. A 5-year plan has been inaugurated for the purpose of raising 12 million tumans for the construction of the first masjidul Azkar in that land. The design of this historic edifice has been finally selected from among a number of designs submitted by Baha'i architects in both the East and the West, the choice falling upon the plan conceived by the hand of the cause and president of the International Baha'i Council, Mason Rimi, a design which incorporates a dome reminiscent of that of the Bab's Holy Sepulchre. A contract has moreover been signed as a preliminary step for the eventual purpose of the fortress of Shirik and its surroundings for a sum of over 200,000 tumans. Goals attained in the United States of America. In the United States of America, a plot has been acquired in the precincts of the Mother Temple of the West to serve as the site for the construction of a home for the aged, and which will constitute the first of the dependencies to be erected around the holiest Baha'i house of worship. Measures have been adopted, and the design authorized for the completion of the landscaping of the area surrounding that same building. The National Baha'i Publishing Committee has been converted into a Baha'i Publishing Trust, functioning under the jurisdiction of the American National Spiritual Assembly. The total number of American Indian tribes with which contact has been established has now reached 22, whilst members of the Apache, the Cherokee, the Omaha, the Oneida, and the Sioux tribes have been enrolled in the American Baha'i community. The number of territories, federal districts, and states of the United States of America where official authorization for the conduct of Baha'i marriages has been granted is now 21. Also, the number of localities in that same country where the Baha'i holy days are officially recognized is over 25. Properties acquired around the world. Land for no less than 8 of 11 temple sites to be acquired according to the provisions of the 10-year plan, involving an expenditure of $80,000, has been purchased in the following places. In the holy city of Baghdad, on the banks of the Tigris, blessed by the footsteps of Baha'u'llah, of an area of 30,000 square meters. On the banks of the Nile in Cairo, the center of both the Arab and Islamic world, of an area of 17,000 square meters. In Frankfurt, the heart of the European continent, of an area of 17,000 square meters. In New Delhi, the capital of India, of an area of 66,000 square meters. In Sydney, the oldest Baha'i center in the Australian continent, of an area of 11,000 square meters. In Kampala, in the heart of the African continent, of an area of 24,000 square meters. In Johannesburg, the second largest city in the African continent, of an area of 6,000 square meters. And in Panama City, the importance of which has been underlined by Abdu'l-Bahá in the Tablets of Divine Plans, of an area of 20,000 square meters. No less than 14 national Hazaratul Kuts out of the 49 listed in the provisions of the 10-year plan and which are to serve as seats of future Baha'i national spiritual assemblies have already been purchased, largely through the liberal contributions of the hand of the cause, Amelia Collins. These buildings, involving the expenditure of over $200,000, are situated in 5 continents of the globe, in London, Bern, and Vienna in the European continent, in Anchorage, Lima, and Panama City in the American continent, in Tokyo, Istanbul, Kabul, Bahrain, and Suva in the Asiatic continent, in Johannesburg and Tunis in the African continent, in Auckland in the Antipodes. Negotiations for the purchase of 3 additional Hazaratul Kuts in the cities of Rome, Jakarta, and Colombo are, moreover, underway. while funds totaling $130,000 have been pledged for the purchase in the immediate future of 27 other Hasarattl foods in Latin America and the European continent. Furthermore, the sum of $50,000 has been contributed by the hand of the cause, Amelia Collins, as yet another evidence of her munificence, for the purpose of establishing Baha'i national endowment in no less than 50 countries situated in all five continents of the globe. A plot has, moreover, been purchased in South Africa, a property offered in the Aleutian Islands, and a fund initiated for the same purpose in Alaska and Finland. 16 new national assemblies by Rizwan, 1957. Such marvelous progress involving such diversified activities extending over so immense a field within such a brief space of time, and notwithstanding the smallness of the numbers of the participants in this global crusade, the meagerness of their resources, and the restrictions imposed upon them by those who were either unsympathetic to their cause or alarmed by their rising influence, or envious of the pervasive power of the faith they champion, impels me to announce, in anticipation of the opening of the third phase of the 10-year plan, the formation during Rizwan 1957, in addition to the three regional national spiritual assemblies to be elected in 1956 in the African continent, of 13 national spiritual assemblies, some of which will be regional, others independent, some interim, and others permanent. These national spiritual assemblies, representing no less than 42 territories, will be established in four continents of the globe. Four will be in Asia, in Japan, in Pakistan, in the Arabian Peninsula, and in Southeast Asia. Three will be in Europe, in Scandinavian Finland, in the Benelux countries, and in the Iberian Peninsula. Five will be in America. The first, combining within its jurisdiction the republics of Argentina, Chile, Uruguay, Paraguay, and Bolivia. The second, comprising the republics of Brazil, Peru, Colombia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. The third, including Mexico and the republics of Central America, Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama. Fourth, embracing the islands of the Greater Antilles, Haiti, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic. And the fifth in Alaska. And lastly, one will be in the Antipodes in the Dominion of New Zealand. Responsibility for the convocation of the eight Baha'i conventions, whose delegates are to elect eight national spiritual assemblies in North, Central, and South America and in Europe, and which are to be held in Anchorage, in Panama City, in Port-au-Prince, in Buenos Aires, in Lima, in Stockholm, in Brussels, and in Madrid, will devolve upon the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the United States of America. For the convocation of the four conventions, whose delegates are to elect four national spiritual assemblies in Asia, and which are to be held in Tokyo, in Karachi, in Bahrain, and in Jakarta, upon the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of the United States of America, of Persia, and of India, Pakistan, and Burma, and for the convocation of the convention whose delegates are to elect the National Spiritual Assembly of New Zealand, which is to be held in Auckland, upon the National Spiritual Assembly of the Baha'is of Australia and New Zealand. Hands of the cause to attend historic conventions. I call upon the following hands of the cause to act as my representatives at these 13 historic conventions that are to pave the way for the erection in four continents of the globe of the pillars destined to support, in varying measure, the Universal House of Justice, the final unit in the construction of the edifice of the administrative order of the faith of Baha'u'llah. Walayula Barka and Horace Holly at the South American Convention, to be held in Buenos Aires and Lima, respectively. Corinne True at the Greater Antilles Convention, be held in Port-au-Prince. Grula Kadem, the Central American Convention, to be held in Panama City. Paul Haney at the Alaska Convention, to be held in Anchorage. Hermann Grossmann and Adalbert Muschlegel at the Scandinavian Finnish Convention to be held in Stockholm. George Townsend at the Benelux Convention to be held in Brussels. Ugo Giacchieri at the Iberian Convention to be held in Madrid. Tarazula Samandari at the Arabian Convention to be held in Beiran. Ali Akbar Furatan at the Southeast Asian Convention to be held in Jakarta. Shuaullah Ali at the Pakistani Convention to be held in Karachi. Jalal Khaza at the Japanese Convention to be held in Tokyo. Clara Dunn at the New Zealand Convention to be held in Auckland. I urge, moreover, as many members as feasible of the auxiliary boards appointed by the aforementioned hands of the cause in the American, the European, the Asiatic, and the Australian continents to attend these momentous gatherings, at which the representatives of as many as 42 Baha'i communities will assemble, and through their active participation, reinforce and widen the scope of the deliberations of the elected delegates. Furthermore, I cannot too strongly emphasize the vital necessity for all the Baha'i groups scattered throughout these 42 countries to brace themselves and make a supreme effort during these intervening 2 years to achieve assembly status, ensuring thereby their participation in the election of the delegates to these fate-laden conventions, and contributing through this act to the broadening and strengthening of the foundations of these projected pivotal institutions, destined to play so prominent and vital a part in ushering in the last phase in the gradual establishment of the structure of an administrative order that must needs slowly evolve into the world order of Baha'u'llah, and which in turn will give birth in the fullness of time to a world spiritual civilization which posterity will hail as the fairest fruit of his revelation. Guardian's Appeal to Upholders of the Faith. Finally, I direct my appeal through the assembled delegates to the entire body of the believers whom they represent, and indeed on this occasion to all the upholders of the faith of Baha'u'llah, wherever they reside in all the continents of the globe, to arise at so auspicious an hour in the fortunes of the faith, synchronizing with so fateful and perilous an hour in the fortunes of mankind, and consecrate themselves afresh throughout this last, fast-fleeting year of the present phase of this momentous, world-girdling plan to the furtherance of the immediate objectives enumerated in my last year's convention message, ensuring thereby a befitting conclusion to a stage in its resistless unfoldment destined to usher in its third and most brilliant phase, a phase on which the triumphant consummation of the plan itself must so largely depend. It is indeed my fervent and constant prayer that the members of this firmly knit, intensely alive, world-embracing community, spurred on by the triple impulse generated through the revelation of the Tablet of Carmel by Baha'u'llah and the Will and Testament, as well as the tablets of the Divine Plan bequeathed by the center of his covenant, the three charters which have set in motion three distinct processes, the first operating in the Holy Land for the development of the institutions of the faith at its world center, and the other two throughout the rest of the Baha'i world for its propagation and the establishment of its administrative order. May they advance from strength to strength and victory to victory. May they hasten by their present exertions the advent of that blissful consummation when the shackles hampering the growth of their beloved faith will have been finally burst asunder, when its independent status will have been officially and universally recognized, when it will have ascended the throne and wielded the scepter of spiritual and temporal authority, when the brightness of its glory will have illumined the whole earth and its dominions will have been established over the entire planet. Shoghi, April 1955. Achievement Supplementary Report. Chair National Assemblies following announcement supplementing message recently addressed to delegates of the Baha'i Convention. Annual elections of the second year, second decade of the second Baha'i century were signalized by the formation of the first historic local assemblies in communities as diversified and far apart as Mecca, Qibla of Islamic world, Muscat and Riyadh, situated on the shore and in the heart of the Arabian Peninsula, in the Bahamas, British West Indies, in Diu Island, Kuala Lumpur, Malacca, Sargodha, Saigon in Southeast Asia, Monte Carlo, Basel, Mangat, Orleans, Marseille, Bergen, Cologne in Europe, in Reunion Island, Zanzibar, Seychelles, Madagascar in the Indian Ocean, in the holy cities of Qazamain and Najaf, strongholds of Shia Orthodoxy in Iraq, in addition to the group already established in Karbala, Tenerife, and Las Palmas in the Atlantic Ocean. Africa alone boasts the establishment of above 70 new assemblies, raising the total number established since the launching of the systematic simultaneous teaching campaigns on the African continent 4 years ago to well above 100. Uganda, in particular, achieved the unique, memorable feat of the formation of 17 new assemblies, swelling number of assemblies to 41, localities to over 100, total believers to almost 900. The sacred dust of the Bab's infant son, extolled in the Kiamo Azma, was respectfully and ceremoniously transferred on the anniversary of his father's martyrdom in the presence of pilgrims and resident believers to the Baha'i Cemetery in Shiraz, the prelude to the translation to the same spot of the remains of the Bab's beloved and long-suffering consort. 5 additional incorporations of local assemblies, including Suva, Fiji. A pioneer has embarked for Loyalty Island, the last remaining unopened island in the Pacific Ocean outside the Soviet orbit. Negotiations for the purchase of national haziras in Colombo and Jakarta are nearing completion. Preliminary steps have been undertaken for the establishment of a Baha'i publishing trust in Tehran. The design for the Mother Temple in the Cradle of the Faith was unveiled in the presence of pilgrims and resident believers assembled within the Harami Akhtas on the first day of Rizwan. Shoghi, Cablegram, April 30, 1955.
This is the end of cassette number 3, ending on page 86.